The rabbi who led his congregants out of a hostage situation last weekend says training made the difference. Charlie Citron Walker spoke with CBS.
They really teach you in those moments that when your life is threatened, you need to do whatever you can to get to safety. You need to do whatever you can to get out.
Many synagogues have to give serious thought to security in this country, and that includes Temple Shalom in nearby Dallas. Rabbi Andrew Mark Paley is the leader there, and he's on the line. Rabbi, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Strange to say, but when news spread of this hostage taking last weekend, were you surprised?
There's a moment when you're surprised and then you're not surprised. It's a scene we've seen time and time again. It's just terrifying.
And is this something that your synagogue has had to prepare for over the years?
We try to keep our community as safe as possible, and we prepare for the eventualities as the best we can.
Is this something that gets openly discussed among congregants? Is it an occasional subject of discussion? Is it a constant subject of discussion that you feel that you're part of a community that may be under threat?
Well, for the past number of years, with the rise of anti-Semitism, the incidents that have increased over the course of the country, it is on people's minds, and it's an awareness that we keep as we go about doing the business of our community.
What kind of security do you have at your synagogue?
Well, we have multiple layers of security. We have a lay group, a task force, if you will. We have coordination and collaboration with the local authorities. We have regular security on the premises. So it's a multi-faceted approach.
I was thinking about this because of an article in The Atlantic this week by a security expert who's sometimes on this program who talks of giving advice to a synagogue. And the expert's advice was, harden your perimeter. You've got to be tougher. You've got to be harder to crack. And the synagogue thought about this, and they said, no thanks. We are a synagogue. We need to be welcoming. We need to let in lots of people. Do you face a dilemma like that?
Absolutely. It's a very delicate balancing act. We want to be welcoming. We want to encourage people to come in. We want to be sanctuary. And at the same time, cognizant of the fact that there are real threats to real communities. And so balancing how that's done, under what circumstances, is tricky. And it's not always successful. Sometimes we err on the side of being overly cautious, but being overly cautious saves lives.
What did you think about as you considered and learned the details of the rabbi's decision in the hostage situation to let in the man who seemed to be someone who needed shelter, who needed help, and turned out to be a gunman?
Well, that is a perfect example of Rabbi Citron Walker. He is a kind and generous person. Of course he would do that. That makes perfect sense. And the fact that he would try to create a community of welcome is exactly who he is and what he is about. And at the same time, endemic of the situation and the complexities of trying to keep a community safe when you really don't know.
I'm also thinking about the level of anti-Semitism that is revealed here. Now, we're dealing with a disturbed individual who is dead. And so we may learn more or may not learn more about what was in this person's head. And in any event, it was one person. And yet, his logic seemed to be, if I just grab some Jews, they're going to fix my issue. I mean, it's truly a horrifying thought to cross someone's mind. Do you think that is a widespread viewpoint that you have to deal with?
I think experience just demonstrates that is the case, that the location of his synagogue is not in a random place. You'd have to go there for a specific purpose at a specific time for this specific incident. So the fact that there was a sense of target here is troubling and disturbing. And again, just another feature of the awareness and the sort of system of issues that have to be considered when keeping your community safe.
What kind of support, if any, do you want from your fellow Americans?
I think in this time, there's a really powerful optic that was demonstrated within moments of this terrible incident unfolding, and that is communities all across the country, particularly in the Dallas Metroplex area, communities of faith who took the time to stand up and be present, even in as much as they couldn't actually do anything. And knowing that there were people all across the country, indeed all across the world, provided a sense of comfort and support, saying that you're not alone. And that image and that presence really, really matters. And I know that there are so many people thinking and praying and offering support. Those efforts are so meaningful and really so powerful. To know that you're not alone really matters.
Rabbi Andrew Mark Paley, Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.